Every year, billions of pounds of fresh produce cross the border from Mexico into the U.S. Now, legislators in Florida are proposing a bill they say would protect U.S. produce growers from unfair Mexican trade practices. But opponents of the legislation say it would be bad for consumers. The bill proposed by Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida would make it easier for U.S. growers to petition the government to investigate imported produce that is being illegally subsidized or sold for less than the cost of production, known as dumping. But while that might look good for Florida produce growers, it's bad for the rest of the country, says Lance Youngmeyer. He's president of the Fresh Produce Association of the Americas in Nogales, Arizona.
They're trying to essentially legislate themselves to profitability, as opposed to being able to compete in the open market.
He says the bill would likely cause other countries to retaliate with similar measures, and Americans could end up paying more for produce.
It's going to help the growers, yes, but he really puts a hole in the pocket of the consumer.
That's Juan Laborin, Director General of the Sonoran Table Grape Growers Association. He says similar provisions to the new bill were kept out of the renegotiated North American Free Trade Agreement, and most producers on both sides of the border agree that they're better off without legislation that adds barriers to trade. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.